Welcome to the Bravo Papers, a safe space for all us Bravo fans who love to analyze, deconstruct, and talk about our favorite Bravo shows ad nauseum. So join me, Bravo and Botox, and we'll catch up on all the Bravo news and read way too much into our favorite shows and Bravo celebrities. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Bravo Papers, Bravo Weekly News with your host here, Bravo and Botox. Hope everyone is enjoying their week and, or I should say, had a good week and looking forward to the weekend. It is a rainy spring day here coming to you from the Greater Toronto Area. And, you know, there's not a ton of news this week, but there is some. Okay. It's kind of like you have those weeks where it's crazy. However, you know, right before I was about to record, a couple things came up that are, I was like, ooh. So I got to kind of add them in just in time. So that was good. So let's get started. But before we start, please rate, review, and subscribe. I'm on YouTube, you know, Twitter/X, Instagram. Follow me at Bravo and Botox. On Instagram, I also have my at the Bravo Papers account. You can follow that too for updates on the show. And when I release new episodes, you can also join my Patreon, patreon.com/Bravo and Botox. If you would like my extra episode a week and where I discuss all things Bravo a little bit more in depth and unfiltered and, you know, things I don't necessarily cover or that I don't cover on the news. And I'm doing Summer House after show recaps as well there. Okay, so let's get into today. It is Friday, April the 12th. And let's talk about Vanderpump Rules news first, because there's a lot of Vanderpump Rules news. So might as well get it out of the way. Okay. So Joe, or Joseph, as she is called by Tom Schwartz, was on Rachel's podcast recently, I believe, because I just saw this today. And she, you know, she did her little interview and she had a few things to say. So I'm going to give you a little breakdown of that. By the way, this summary or these key points I got off of Instagram from taste_of_reality. So I just want to give them credit because I did not actually listen to it, nor am I going to. But I do want to give you the listeners who are trying to kind of, you know, have a quick update on the news to know about it. So a few things that she said that we can talk about here. Says that she asked to be on Vanderpump Rules. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. The way it was written, I got confused. Okay. She was asked to be on the show and finally agreed so that she could tell her story because she was sick of being silenced. Okay. It's not really being silenced if you weren't on the show. Like, you weren't already on the show. It's not like you were on the show and then they were editing out all your scenes and they weren't, you know, letting you have confessionals or they weren't sharing your side of the story. You just were never a cast member. And, you know, just like the rest of us. Now, the difference is that you do have some connection to this friend group, obviously, and your name's been mentioned, yes. But simply just not being on the show doesn't mean you were actively silenced. It just means you weren't on the show. So you had not an opportunity to speak yet, which is different than being silenced, just so we can get that straight. Because, you know, right off the bat, it's victimhood. And this has been my issue with Joe from the beginning. Listen, she can be like she is quirky and she's, you know, kind of fun to watch. And like, you know, it is kind of like she does remind me of Schwartz in some ways. And like, do I think that she's like the worst person and, you know, we should all hate her? And no, like, I don't want to sound like Lisa Vanderpump, but it's like, you're not important enough to hate. It's one of those things. And she's just like, you know, I do think she's just kind of in her own world a little bit, you know, and like, I didn't mind her. Like, if she stayed, I wouldn't mind that either. But I also don't think she's a victim of Ariana and Katie or anything like that. Like, I'm not going to be buying into that either. I think the truth is that she doesn't like them and they don't like her and that they've all been kind of shitty to one another. That's it. Sometimes with words and sometimes with actions. And Joe's actually been the one whose actions have been maybe the most questionable. Ariana and Katie might say some mean things, but Joe's the one who's actually doing things. Okay. Okay. So whatever, we'll get into that. And by doing things, I mean like going to Thanksgiving, hanging out with Sandoval and Rachel during the affair, all that kind of stuff. All right. So she was asked to be on the show. She's sick of being silenced. Okay. So she felt violated by Sheena taking off her hat at Hotel Ziggy. Okay. That was the only moment on the show where I felt like Joe, like when it comes to the girls, where I felt like Joe was actually being bullied a little bit, was actually by Sheena. I don't think that Katie and Ariana and them standing in a group, you know, casually kind of talking shit, I don't think that's bullying. Like, it's not like they were saying that to her and they were all gathered around her and like that wasn't happening. Like, Joe was sitting with her people, they were standing with theirs, and they're having a conversation about like, oh God, look who's here kind of thing. And again, like, Joe chose, as she just said, chose to come on the show knowing these girls don't like her. Okay. She knew full and well. So it's kind of like, okay. And that's what this show is about. It's about a bunch of people who, for the most part, don't like each other and get into fights. So I don't know. It's hard for me to feel bad when you know that going in. So yeah, she felt violated by Sheena taking off her hat. Okay. That's fair. Like, that was annoying. Says the cast doesn't know her enough to hate her. So basically, I saw this clip, but she's like, at least get to know me before you hate me. I'm like, yeah, I guess, but I can see her point. But at the same time, it's like, why is Katie going to want to get to know you when you text her this stuff about like, you're amazing, you're this, you're that. And I'm so sorry about Schwartz. Also, can you ask him if like he needs a haircut? And then I'm going to be like moving in with him in 2 weeks. Just, you know, after you got divorced. Like, I can understand why, like, they're just like, okay, she's a new thirsty girl who wants to date Schwartz and maybe get on Vanderpump Rules. So, like, why are they going to bother? I can kind of get that. And I can get, and I don't think Ariana in any way needs to give her the time of day either. Like, they don't have to be friends. Here's the thing. It's like, you must be friends with her. Like, not everybody has to be friends. Some people just don't click and they don't mesh, and that's okay. And it's not, I don't think it's up to like Katie and Ariana to, you know, have to be besties with someone just because they want to be on the show and they want to date Schwartz. Like, they already did that once with Rachel and look how that turned out. So I can kind of understand why they're like, okay, we're over this. Okay. And I do kind of get like Rachel vibes from Joe, which is funny because this interview is from Rachel's podcast. In that, like, Joe likes to play sweet and innocent, act like a victim, but she's not. Okay, so Joe said the mean girl energy mainly comes from Katie. Okay, I'm sure Katie would say the same based on like Joe, you know, criticizing or roasting Katie about her dress on the red carpet. Like, Joe has done her own mean girl things too. Joe and Tom Schwartz don't talk anymore and she's still grieving. So it's funny though, because like Schwartz really treated Joe like garbage. Like this last week's episode, he was a monster to her. Like, granted, like, it's not like Joe's my favorite and I kind of think she should have known what she was in for a little bit. But at the end of the day, he did string her along. He was giving her mixed messages. And then he was acting like all like innocent and naive. Like, oh, I don't want to be stringing her along. I hope I'm not giving mixed signals. Like, you know what you're doing, bro. And we know that you know what you're doing. Okay. So it's just funny to me because like in this interview, she just keeps coming after Katie and it's about the girls rather than Schwartz. And you would think maybe she would have learned that like Schwartz was kind of pitting you against them as well, because he's acting again, as usual, Schwartz gets away scot-free. and that's not just Joe's fault. Right. But at the same time, I can still understand why Katie felt it was like shady for Joe to be texting her and all that stuff. And then really going like texting her things and asking her questions and saying she supports her and then like going to move in with Schwartz and all this kind of like, I can understand their perspective, but for the most part, this is all Schwartz's fault. Okay. She said she got mentally effed by Schwartz. Okay, so at least she admits that. Thinks, and she's, by the way, a lot of her dislike of Katie is probably also because of Schwartz. Because I guarantee you that he was like, my crazy ex-girlfriend, she's a psychopath, and oh, she hates you for no reason, and you know, you stay away from her. And like, I guarantee you Tom Schwartz was doing that. Thinks Katie was intimidated by her relationship with Schwartz. Yeah, that's probably true. It was her ex-husband. They just like broken up, and she probably didn't want him dating anyone in their friend group or anyone that she knew, because she feels some type of way about it, because she divorced him because she's was pissed off that he didn't treat her right, not because she didn't love him. Again, that doesn't necessarily give Katie the right to like be openly mean to Joe, but again, we could debate this back and forth. You know, maybe Joe also kind of like led Katie on in a way by like texting her supportive messages and making her feel like she was on her side, but really she was trying to cuddle up to Schwartz the whole time. So I don't know, like there's, right? And then at the same time, it's like, hey, Joe's single, Schwartz is single, they're allowed to date. So, you know, I can kind of see all the sides of this. Where was I? Said, okay, then she says, this is the part that annoyed me. Then she says the producers wanted to show someone on the show who was actually blindsided. Okay, what does that mean? Like, is she trying to say that, like, Ariana wasn't blindsided by her breakup? Like, I don't. Okay. She says Sheena gave her a tissue at the reunion when they found out, you know, Schwartz lied about their relationship. Ariana said nothing to her at the reunion. That's right, Ariana, pay her dust. Said Lala was calling out everyone at the reunion, even Sheena. Ooh, interesting. Joe said that Schwartz told her off camera that he was going to wear a red wristband and then decided to wear a green one at the singles party. Of course he did. Of course. Everything he told Joe off camera was all the stuff that was the stringing her along stuff. Everything he said on camera and in his confessionals, he made sure to make it clear that he's not ready for a relationship. He doesn't want anything serious, blah, blah, blah. And behind the scenes, he's telling her, I love you, probably cuddling with her, acting like a couple, you know, making her think there's like a chance that they're going to be together forever. Like, of course, that's exactly what was happening. Right. And then he's making excuse. That's what Schwartz does. Again, if Joe maybe like watched the last 10 years of Vanderpump Rules, especially the last couple years, and knew about him cheating on Katie, maybe we could say she should have known better. I also understand people get blinded by their feelings and they, you know, they make excuses. But here's the big thing. Joe seems like one of those girls who's like kind of a, I don't know, she's a little bit of like a guy's girl in some ways. I don't know, like she was like really trying to be like, she was like so excited when Sandoval came in the bar, like, oh my God, Sandoval's here. Nah, nah, nah. You know, and she clearly like didn't care that Sandoval was cheating on his girlfriend all that time. And again, not that that's her fault or that it's like necessarily her place to have to like call that out. Like, because I don't really think it is. But at the end of the day, she still is just like, I'm on the boy's side. Right. And then that's how you end up getting hurt, because you assume that the boys are telling you the truth, or you put some faith in what they say, including when they talk shit about their exes. And oh, well, it was just because his ex was crazy. With me, though, it'll be different. Right. Because, you know, I'm not crazy like her. But no, it won't be different with you. It'll be the same, because it's him, because he's the problem, Joe. Okay. Okay. Sorry, I don't know what that word was. So Schwartz told Joe that he didn't make out with a girl at the singles party when he came home that night. Okay. So he lied to her, obviously, because we saw that he did. She said Schwartz hid their relationship the entire time. Well, yeah, we all kind of knew that. She would not return to Vanderpump Rules unless they pay her $1 million. Okay, which they're not going to. And then she says the ratings on Vanderpump Rules are only good thanks to Rachel. No, that's not true. And here's why. Rachel tried to keep the affair off the show. Rachel tried to hide this all. And her and Tom Sandoval had a well-thought-out plan. and they were going to wait till the season was over and filming was done. And he was going to try to break up with her, you know, off camera, break up with Ariana. And then they were just going to announce they were dating the next season. The reason the ratings were so good is because we found out about the affair. And the reason we found out about the affair was because of Ariana calling the producers. So no, we have Ariana to thank, Joe, just so you know. Okay. So that was Joe's interview. And listen, like, this girl is not some little innocent victim, okay? She went on her Instagram and started, like, posting about how Katie and Dana were, like, the worst dressed on the red carpet. What was the red carpet they were on? I can't remember what the award show was or what red carpet it was, but, you know, basically, like, shading their outfits and making fun of them, you know. And then Rachel all of a sudden, like, puts out an emergency podcast episode that she was the one who encouraged Joe to shade Katie and Dana's red carpet looks. And to be honest, no one really cared. Like, I saw the story floating around a little about Joe shading them. And then I also saw the story floating around about, you know, Rachel having this emergency podcast episode, but it wasn't like no one really cared. It just wasn't really a thing that people were like, oh my God. Everyone was just like, yeah, we know. We know you're actually not a victim, Rachel, and that you're actually also a mean girl. And we know the same thing about Joe. So there you go. I think Rachel thought that would get, and Joe maybe thought they would get more attention from that than they did. So I'm kind of glad it didn't. Like, it got attention, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like the way Lala is getting attention for her press tour that's happening. Okay, so speaking of Lala, she's having a girl, so congratulations. And despite the fact that I can't stand her, I am still happy for her. And, you know, the baby didn't do anything, so yay for the baby. I do think the baby announcement was, and the gender whole thing was a little bit to offset the bad press that she's getting because the audience is not having it and she's been in some hot water. And then the whole like Faith saying she held a knife, Lala held a knife to her neck, all that was all coming out in the same week. And then all of a sudden she's like, guess what, guys, you know, I'm going to announce the baby gender on my Amazon Live, which is so funny that we have people announcing their baby's gender on Amazon Live, or the sex on Amazon Live, sorry. And then she's like, and the name starts with an S, and then everybody's guessing. And so, yeah, that was a thing. So what does everybody think? These are some of the names that I've heard people guessing. Maybe it's going to be Sandoval. No, I'm just kidding. But it's like, I've seen that floating around. It was the first thing I thought of too, because I was like, she's really defending him these days. But I've heard people guessing Snow, Sequoia. What was the other ones? Sea, as in like the sea. I don't think that's going to be it. Whatever. What else was there? Those are the only ones I can remember. I've seen Snow a lot. A lot of people think it's going to be Snow, but I don't know. I guess we shall see. So in other Lala news, there's not as much as last week, but there is some. On her podcast, she says she doesn't care what fans think. So she's finally kind of addressed all the backlash. She said she doesn't care what fans think and doesn't live her life according to what we all think. Okay. Listen, I think she does care, though, because she brought this up on her podcast and then she also brought it up on her Amazon Live about how she has to tell us she doesn't care what we think. If you really didn't care, you wouldn't be mentioning it in the first place. Okay. But she is getting such backlash from audience. You know, her podcast reviews are like flooded with bad reviews. A lot of people who are like, I've been like a long time, like Lala fan and, you know, I'm over it. And Lala's also made some comments about the reunion. Okay, so she said, I don't know what it's like with the rest of them, but I kind of look at them a little differently. I feel like these people who I thought were so honest are actually not. Who thought that this group is so honest? I just, that's the last word I would use to describe Vanderpump Rules in this group. I mean, listen, do I think that like Katie and Ariana are generally honest within the group? Yes, but they're the only ones who I've ever thought were honest. And even they've probably told some smaller lies along the way, but maybe nothing. Like, Katie's the only one who's never cheated. And whenever Katie's called, if to be fair, Katie hasn't always been the nicest, no. But whenever she's called people out about things, it's always ended up being true. Like, she was the one who called out, Jax and Kristen sleeping together. She was the actual originator of that. And people were like, huh, Tequila Katie said that. Like, granted, I think she was drunk. But yeah, like, that's, it's just, anyways. Okay, so, but overall, saying I thought this group was honest, you did? Really? Okay. And then she's like, I was feeling like, oh, we got some fraudulence in the mix. Interesting word, fraudulence. Okay. Then she says, there's just, so then she was pushed, I guess, on who, like, which specifically of the castmates she's referring to. And she said, there's just something about her, or there's nothing about her. You guys make the call. So obviously talking about Ariana. Listen, I'm trying not to read too much into this because they always overhype this stuff. There's going to be some big reveal, some big thing, and we're all going to be like, it's probably going to be something that we all know, already knew, suspected, had already been talking about. That's probably what it's going to be. Okay. So Brittany says that she does. So she said in an interview, so she's been doing a lot of press too with her whole like separation from Jax. Again, I don't know if that's just like to help the Valley with ratings or if it's to distract from, you know, the racism accusations from Faith that were coming against Brittany as well. I don't know, but it's a lot. Like, it's like, I thought the separation was real. I was like, yes, are they using it to, you know, drum up excitement about the show? Yes. But I also thought that that's true. And it's also real because, like, look at Jax and Brittany. They just don't seem great. But this is making me think that maybe it is fake. Or maybe they just are in an unhappy marriage, but they're like cool to stay in it. And they're just pretending they're going to separate. I don't know. But anyway, so she says that she does see that some of the Vanderpump Rules girls are jealous of Ariana and says they're just upset she can also see that they're upset because Ariana says things off camera that she doesn't say on camera, which I don't know, unless you're going to tell us what those things are. I'm sick of hearing that as an argument because I guarantee that every single one of these people on Vanderpump Rules, The Valley, and every other Bravo show do that. How could you not? We all say things at home and, you know, in our private lives about our jobs and about people we work with that we would never say at work. That's how you maintain your sanity. It's called venting. No, I get that this is a little different because it's a reality show, but still, like, that's not something that I'm like so concerned about. I have to be honest. So yeah, Andy has been also kind of walking back some of his Vanderpump Rules comments. So, you know, it had been going around. Andy said Lala's the voice of reason and he's been getting so much hate for that. So he was like, listen, this has been flooding my timeline. People keep bringing it up. And basically he says that he sort of like misspoke and kind of maybe regrets speaking too soon or saying that about Lala. And he says what he really meant was that he just finds her and Schwartz the most entertaining, which really, because entertaining is not the same as voice of reason. Like, come on, Andy. But whatever, he's trying. He's trying to not get hated on as much, I guess. Okay, so let's talk. There's a little bit of Valley news too. It's, again, you know, Jax and Brittany stuff on their little separation press tour. So Brittany was on like the cover of Us Weekly and it's like her most candid interview. I'm not going to lie. Every time I see another interview clip or article or whatever about Brittany talking about her separation, I just keep scrolling. I just find it so boring. Not that I find The Valley boring because I really like The Valley. But what I mean, and not that I don't even want to watch what happens in their relationship on the show, but it's like we all know Jax is an asshole. Jax is a cheater. And that's it. Like, none of us are, it's just not, like, I don't know if she thinks this is going to, like, give what Scandoval gave, or if she can have like a mini one of those, which it seems like a lot of people are trying for. It's just not. Sandoval kind of tricked people. Like, he was liked and seen as sort of like a good guy for a long time. Jax has always been a villain. So this is going to be like the most least shocking news ever. Sorry. Okay. Then Jax also liked a comment on Instagram that said that Jax should have married Stassi. And then I'm watching this interview and Brittany, basically, they read that to her. This is the only interview clip I watched because I was like, okay, I want to see what Brittany says about this. And she totally just kind of laughs it off. Like, I think she's just, oh, it's just Jax being Jax, you know, which is why I think that they will ultimately get back together. All right. So Monica Garcia is having a baby, which I just saw before I came on here, which is crazy. I just would not expect that right now. So Monica is 39 years old, in case you didn't know, which is fine. You can have a baby at 39. She revealed this news on the Nick Viall podcast. And then she also put up an Instagram reel where she's like opening the pregnancy test thing. Anyways, and she's a little much with the TikToks. Like, there's so many of them. They're kind of boring to watch now. But anyways, I don't even watch them really. But she basically said she got pregnant by her 29-year-old boyfriend and that it was not on purpose. So they were not planning on it and they were both shocked, but that her boyfriend's been very supportive. And yeah, so this is going to be her fifth child, which is pretty crazy. But, you know, still congratulations because she seems to be happy about it. And she did kind of address on her Instagram that people were, you know, giving her hate about it, which, like, I don't know why people get like that. It's like, just leave the girl alone. Okay. She's going to have the baby. She's happy about it now. So what are you going to do? Let's just celebrate it. Okay, that's all you could, like, you can say, oh, you're having another one, da, da, da. Like, it's not going to change anything. Okay, anyways, in other baby news, I was going to save this to the end, but since we're talking about babies, Dr. Nicole from Real Housewives of Miami had her baby, a baby girl named Genevieve, and super cute. And I saw the picture of Dr. Nicole and her baby looking adorable, and Nicole looks beautiful as usual. But you know what I appreciated is that the picture, like, she didn't look like super glammed up, just like natural. And like, you know, I just had a baby, which cool. We like that. Okay. So let's talk about the reality reckoning, if you can call it that. That's just my heading that I always use, but basically a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip executive producer says, you know, after reviewing the footage, Brandi Glanville disrespected Caroline Manzo, but did not sexually violate her. Brandi has responded with a tweet and said, it only took 15 months, a lawsuit, and me going through hell for the truth to start coming out. So I don't know how Brandi perceives truth. But just because an executive producer said it doesn't mean it's true. Because, like, keep in mind, they're going to try to protect their reputation and their show. So, of course, they're going to want to say it's not true. Because then they have to take responsibility for someone being sexually assaulted, you know, while they were filming or during their show or whatever. So, of course, the producer is going to say that. Like, I'm not saying whether it's necessarily true or not, all I'm saying is that producer saying it is not going to be enough. At the end of the day, like, someone is going to have to see the footage who's not, you know, Bravo related, like a judge, for example, so we can get to the bottom of this. And I don't know if Brandi thinks like this is going to be the beginning of all her problems being solved, because I don't really think it is. In other news, Andy Cohen on his podcast says that, so there's been this like quote from Andy floating around that apparently he said to who was it? Bryce Sander, I think, about basically Melissa and Teresa, you know, not filming together and it being kind of separate is not going to be sustainable for the future of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now, Andy has clarified that he doesn't remember saying this, but he's like, apparently I did. And he's like, he wants us all to know that he's not saying that in regards to this current season. He's saying it in regards to future. So he says this season, it actually works. And the season is not all about Melissa and Teresa, which is a good thing, even though they didn't want to film together. But it still worked out. But he says he maintains that this is not sustainable, like long term, which makes sense. And in Real Housewives of OC news, so we know that John Jansen is, you know, suing Shannon for money for a facelift, apparently, or $75,000, which apparently it wasn't like, you know, according to Shannon, it was money she owed like overall for things, like not like just a facelift, but that's just the way the headlines kind of come across. And Shannon says that she agreed to just pay him what he was asking and settle it, you know, because she didn't want to go through the whole lawsuit thing, but he would need to sign some type of agreement that would say that he cannot publicly say bad things about her, basically. So he cannot publicly disparage her. That's the word I was looking for. But he didn't want to sign that and he refused. So now they have to have, and she said, this was on Jeff Lewis's podcast. She says that that's pretty standard. So she was like, okay. So I don't know. Maybe that's because of stuff he's going to say in the upcoming season. I don't know. But basically that, you know, that's why they couldn't settle it. And now it has to like go to court and that she's upset about that. And she didn't want that, you know, and that she wishes he would just let her kind of pay it. And then the other thing is that Jeff Lewis asks her, well, you know, do you think that maybe the idea of the lawsuit came from Alexis Bellino? Because now since John is dating Alexis Bellino, and Shannon pretty much says possibly. And she notes that both times she's been sued, the man suing her has been in a relationship with Alexis Bellino. So there's that. Now, John Jansen has responded on Instagram. So I'll read you what he posted. Basically, he posted this like dear narcissist thing. And he said, lying about the people you've abused doesn't change the truth about who you are. You can go ahead and try to destroy our lives with lies because we know that we can destroy yours with the truth. We see right through your facade and it's only a matter of time till others see through it as well. And then he posts this and captions it, never again. And then Alexis Bellino comments and is like, smear campaign is done. Hashtag truth wins. So, I mean, we're in for a good season of OC. We can say that much, right? I'm looking forward to it. So in case you were wondering, and in case you were excited to go to BravoCon in 2024, you will not be able to. I'm sorry. BravoCon is being postponed till 2025, and it will return to Las Vegas, however, 2025. Why is this happening? I don't know. There's no like official reason has been given. My guess is that it's because of all the lawsuits and the reality reckoning stuff, etc. I think they're trying to give it, maybe give a little time for things to cool off and get resolved. And then there's less heat on them, you know, and then we know that BravoCon can happen and shit can happen at BravoCon that might just make things worse, and they may have to answer questions they're not ready to answer. So, I mean, I guess you could have said the same thing about BravoCon 2023, but it was already planned and people had already bought tickets and all that. So, yeah. But, you know, at least it gives people maybe more time to save up for the next one. I don't know. That's my positive spin. In Beverly Hills news, Sutton responds to Anna Marie. So, we know Anna Marie has been, you know, talking a lot of shit with Carlos King on his podcast and, you know, talking about how Garcelle is like wants to be the only Black woman on the show, all that kind of stuff. So Sutton basically responded and posted or retweeted a little video clip of Anna Marie from an interview from like a few weeks before the Carlos King one. And in that interview, Anna Marie is saying how her and Garcelle are great friends and how, you know, they've gotten to know each other and all this kind of stuff. And then it's like a few weeks later, she gets fired and all of a sudden she's changing her tune. And yeah, good on Sutton for calling her out, because it's true. Like I said, I think she's just kind of salty that she got fired, honestly. I really don't think she thought she was going to get fired. I don't know how she thought she wasn't going to get fired, but she thought it. And she's upset. And last news today, we unfortunately have to end on a very sad note, because Lori Peterson, former Real Housewife of Orange County, her son Josh has passed away at, I believe he was 35 years old. There, you know, we haven't been given like an exact cause yet, but it's implied that it's related to his issues with addiction. You know, she talks about in the post how he fought every single day for his life. We know he really struggled with mental health and addiction specifically. He was in and out of prison. I don't know how many times exactly, but he had issues too, like within the prison system. And listen, Lori did everything she could. You know, she really tried to help him and be there for him and support him. And addiction is just so strong. Like, there's nothing that a person can always do. And I know, you know, he had his like ups and downs as well, as we saw while she was on the show. And it really sucks. And I just want to say sorry and to, you know, Lori and her family. And I hope Josh is at peace. Okay. So until next time, you are now in the know for everything Bravo. Bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Your support really means everything to me. And this show wouldn't be possible without you, the listeners. So please, if you enjoy the podcast, leave a 5-star rating and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. For more, you can join my Patreon, patreon.com/BravoandBotox. And for $5 a month, you'll get 4 extra podcast episodes a month. You'll also get early releases of Bravo Paper episodes and more. Please also subscribe to my YouTube channel at The Bravo Papers and follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Bravo and Botox, and at The Bravo Papers. If you'd like to buy me a coffee, you can at buymeacoffee.com/BravoandBotox. You know, send your love through some much needed caffeine. And any guest that was on today's episode will be in the show notes, all their social media and contact information. So thank you so much, everyone. Keep overanalyzing Bravo.